News, I'm Joe Palca. A feud is escalating between President Trump and Democrats after the president launched what some consider to be racist attacks against four congresswomen of color, telling them to go back to where they came from. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Widakuasara has the story.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
It was 50 years ago today, and that's what it took to achieve liftoff for Apollo 11 at 9:32 in the morning, and 3 days later to see man take his first footsteps on the moon as mission commander Neil Armstrong took his one small step for mankind. Two of the three Apollo 11 astronauts returned to the exact spot on Tuesday as they were invited by the Kennedy Space Center to mark the anniversary, speaking there of Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins. Mission commander Neil Armstrong, who took the first lunar footsteps, died in 2012. This is VOA News. Activists are calling on Sudan's military and opposition leaders to open the country's political process to women when the sides begin to implement their recent power-sharing deal. For most of 63 years as an independent country, women were not allowed to get involved in politics due to cultural norms and other restrictions. Women say they have been marginalized and denied a chance to participate in public affairs, especially during the 30-year regime of former President Omar al-Bashir. Pakistan said Tuesday its cooperation in facilitating ongoing peace talks between the United States and the Taliban to end the war in Afghanistan has led to a gradual warming up in Islamabad's turbulent relationship with Washington. Former Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi made the remarks just days before Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan is scheduled to visit Washington for his first meeting with President Donald Trump. The current Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo is affecting more children than usual. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports more than 2,500 cases of Ebola in eastern Congo, including nearly 1,670 deaths. The UN Children's Fund says about 750 of those cases are children. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says children under age 5 are especially hard hit.
The case fatality ratio, or the number of cases who die among this group of under 5s, is 77%. That's compared with 67% among the general population.
She says children who are separated from their parents or orphaned from Ebola need longer-term psychosocial care and support to help them get over their loss. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says his country is willing to negotiate with the U.S., but only if it lifts harsh economic sanctions against the Islamic Republic. The U.S. imposed sanctions on Iran in 2017 before withdrawing from a 2015 nuclear deal last year that requires Iran to slash its uranium enrichment in exchange for sanctions relief. Tom Sawyer is a professor of international politics at the University of Antwerp.
The EU should put pressure on the U.S. government, on the Trump administration, to re-enter into the existing deal. If that's not possible, then the Europeans should try to circumvent the sanctions by the United States against the European firms.
For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
It's VOA 1. All the hits and more right here.